hope you're enjoying your summer, as we were right in the middle of July now, as we keep traipsing through the years. And of course, all the years we're visiting in July, and specifically the 17th of July, as we listen to music which became popular in weeks in history that contain this date, from 1915 to 1975. And of course, we will proceed in 10-year increments for our 2 hours together as we stream your way over mpbn.net. Let's begin 100 years ago this week with a little bit of Ireland, as we hear a song that came out of a show called The Heart of Paddywhack 100 years ago. That was on Broadway, and it had this hit song that we heard introduced way back at the beginning of May by George McFarlane with his version of it. And now, this week ending July the 17th, 1915, Charles Harrison would sing it for us for the Victor Talking Machine Company. A little bit of heaven, sure they call it Ireland.
Have you ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name? I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea. For here's the way my dear old mother told the tale to me. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day, and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair, they said, suppose we leave it, for it looked so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust, just to make the shamrock grow. It's the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make it look so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland. It's a dear old land of fairies and of wondrous wishing wells, and nowhere else on God's green earth have they such lakes and dells. No wonder that the angels love this shamrock for the shore. It's a little bit of heaven, and I love it more and more. Sure, a little bit of heaven from out of the sky one day, and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair, they said, suppose we leave it, for it looked so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust, just to make the shamrock grow. It's the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make it look so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it
Charles Harrison with a little bit of heaven there, getting us underway. New this week ending July the 17th, 1915. Now, as we proceed 10 years now to the week ending July the 18th, 1925, you'll notice an improvement of sound here in that in early 1925, finally, they perfected the recording process where they could use the microphone in order to cut records. The big sticking point had been how to transfer the electrical signal into a mechanical one to drive the needle that recorded onto the disc. Well, Western Electric, I guess, perfected this process, which had been experimented on long before 1925, and it became an acceptable alternative to shouting into the acoustical horn in order to drive the cutting stylus. And this is the first example of an electrical recording that we get in this era of the 1920s, with this huge hit from Waring's Pennsylvanians, which is the first big hit that exonerated college students having a good time here. And Waring's Pennsylvanians did this in the studio at Camden, New Jersey in April of 1925, before the microphone. So all the chorus and everybody is a lot clearer than they had been with the acoustical horn. So here we go. Our first run-in with an electrical recording 90 years ago this week, Waring's Pennsylvanians with Collegiate. College men there. Waring's Pennsylvanians and Collegiate. And we'll start wearing raccoon coats, and high life of the 1920s will continue, but this Collegiate came our way 90 years ago this week, the week ending July the 18th, 1925. Well, as electrical recordings came to the fore, there were still acoustical records around, and here's one that had been made in January, which became a hit 90 years ago this week for Clarence Williams' Blue Five. Clarence Williams being the pianist in this aggregation. We have Louis Armstrong, cornet, and we have Clarence's wife, Eva Taylor, doing the vocal here for this new hit on OK Records 90 years ago this week called Cake Walkin' Babies from Home. Clarence Williams, Blue Five, with Eva Taylor, the vocal there for Cake Walkin' Babies from Home. Moving ahead 10 years, we're in the week ending July the 20th, 1935, and a new hit from Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. Lou Sherwood doing the vocal here for You're All I Need. Thank you.
wonderful one. You're all I need, my starlight and sun. A friend to walk beside me, a loving hand to guide me, a tender evening song when day is done. You're all I need, for you're heaven sent. You're all I need to bring me contentment. The world is mine, for you are mine. I'm rich indeed. You're all I need. You're all I need.
I need Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. With Lou Sherwood, the vocal, new this week ending July the 20th, 1935. And we go to the movies to see more Busby Berkeley production numbers in the film called In Caliente, filmed in Agua Caliente. We had, Pat O'Brien as a fast-talking magazine editor, and he was wooing a dancer played by Dolores del Rio. And here's a song that came out of In Caliente, which was one of the production numbers from Busby Berkeley, sung by Winnie Shaw in the film. We have Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang going with The Lady in Red.
The lady in red, la da da la da. She's a bit gaudy, but lordy, what a personality. Ba 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 ba, behold the lady. The lady in red is fresh as a daisy when the town is in bed. Oh, dancing and dining and shining with originality. She's very proper, she's nothing more than a pal. But oh me and oh my, you'd never stop her. She'd be a dangerous gal if she should ever meet the right guy. Oh, the lady in red. Fellas are crazy for the lady in red. Oh, lady, oh, baby, ass daddy. Oh, buddy, what a personality. Thank you.
Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang there with the Lady in Red. Next, we hear from Adrian Rollini and his Tap Room Gang, and they had a hit here with a song called Weather Man. The vocals provided here by Wingy Manone and Carmen Mastron.
I sure am cold.
Man, I'm kind of chilling myself. I wonder if this weatherman gonna let this keep up like this.
Well, why don't you call up the weatherman?
I'll call up the weatherman, but what you want me to tell him?
Weatherman, once the skies were blue, now each day is cold and gray. Won't you push the clouds away?
Job.
I can endure that temperature.
Oh boy,
weatherman. I can depend on you.
You know you can.
In my heart there's a chill. Where there used to be a thrill, I need my gal.
Yeah.
Weatherman.
When we tell him not to, hold away, weatherman.
The wind was blowing, I shake and shiver. My thoughts are going down to the river.
I hope it don't sound, Jack.
The night is stormy, do something for me. You know my share of fair weather is long overdue. Weatherman.
You want me to tell him that too?
See what you can do.
Do the best you can for this boy, weatherman.
Take the sun, make it shine. Find my gal and make her whine. Oh, change your plan. You know you can, weatherman.
Adrian Rollini and his Tap Room Gang. We know where they were located. Wingy Manone and Carmen Mastron, the vocals there for Weather Man. New this week ending July the 20th, 1935. Of course, you could enter a tap room legally, and you had been able to do that for a while. 80 years ago, when we had Kay Kaiser and his orchestra having their second hit, we heard them introducing their theme song as their first hit 3 weeks ago. Once again, we have Bill Stoker doing the vocal here for Kay Kaiser. 80 years this week, Stargazing.
Stargazing, dreaming all the night. Thank you.
Marlin Stoker.
Stargazing, dreaming all the night, looking at the sky above, lost in reverie, lonely as can be, wishing I had someone to love. Stargazing, heaven seems so bright, but the stars don't shine for me. Love could bring such bliss on a night like this. Heaven, have you no sympathy? The night is filled with romance. Sweethearts are passing by. The world is finding romance. And here am I, stargazing, dreaming all the night, looking at the sky above. Nothing else to do, feeling kind of blue, wishing I had someone to love.
Kaiser and his orchestra, Bill Stoker, the vocal there, Stargazing. Our final newcomer this weekending, July the 20th, 1935, takes us across the Atlantic for a new hit from London, appearing over here on our Victor label. Jack Jackson and his orchestra, resident at the Dorchester Hotel, of course, one of the uppity hotels in Mayfair, and it was a society orchestra to boot. The vocalists unannounced here, but they will sing What a Little Moonlight Can Do.
Resist her, and all you say when you have kissed her.
Jack Jackson and his orchestra at the Dorchester Hotel. Those could have been the singing waiters, for all we know. What a Little Moonlight Can Do. On we move 10 years now to the week ending July the 21st, 1945, and I'm gonna love that gal. So sang Perry Como 70 years ago this week.
I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that gal she's the baby that I adore. When she's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that gal like she's never been kissed before. And though I miss that gal, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again, she'll hold my heart again, forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that gal she's the baby that I adore. When she's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that gal like she's never been kissed before. And though I miss that gal, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again, she'll hold my heart again, forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before.
Another of those positive songs of people getting together again after World War II, which was still going on this week ending July the 21st, 1945, but soon would be ended by you-know-what. Okay, next we have the Modernaires. Yes, those people that used to sing with Glenn Miller and his orchestra before the war. And now they took a life of their own as they signed on with Columbia Records as vocalists with Paul LaKelly being featured in the group. And their first hit on Columbia here was Vaughn Monroe's big hit, which he introduced us to back in March, called There, I've Said It Again.
I will to the end. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you.
But why could a phrase that finds it amazes is you love me and it's heavenly.
Forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing I want you to know,
I've loved you since heaven knows when.
There, I said it again.
Darnayers. There, I've said it again. Next, we get a new hit from Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra 70 years ago this week with a movie title, the movie Out of This World. And it starred Eddie Bracken, who became a pop crooner with a very familiar sounding voice. And the voice is that of the father of the little guys that also appeared in the film, Gary, Philip, Dennis, and Lindsay. If you know whose children they were, you know who Eddie Bracken was mimicking. In fact, the pop did the vocal in the soundtrack. Veronica Lake also starred in this. I guess it must be a B picture. I don't know. Out of This World. But anyway, the title became a hit here for Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and a guy that isn't sounding like Bing doing the vocal for Tommy calls Stuart Foster, Out of This World.
You're clear out of this world. When I'm looking at you, I hear out of this world the music that no mortal ever knew. You're right out of a book, the fairy tale I read when I was so high. No armored knight out of a book was more enchanted by Lorelei than I. After waiting so long for the right time, after reaching so long for a star, all at once from the long and lonely night time, and despite time, here you are. I cry out of this world if you said we were through. So let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two with you.
Mm-hmm.
cry out of this world. If you said we were through, so let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Stuart Foster, the vocal player, Out of This World. Well, we'll get to hear Bing himself this week ending July the 21st, 1945, when he teamed up with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five for this hit called Yip Yip to Hootie, My Baby Said Yes.
I feel so happy, I want to shout.
Well, tell me, Bing, tell me what it's all about.
I found my one ideal, and this time I'm sure it's real. Yip, yip, da hootie, got me a beauty. She sure is a dream. My baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes. She didn't say no.
Cock, cock, a doodle, you're off your noodle. You're way off the beam, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes. She couldn't say go.
Knock me a daisy.
Now, what would I do with a daisy all day?
You wear it and bear it.
Mm-mm. Bing, you sound kind of crazy.
I'm happy that way. I diddle diddle, march down the middle. And now we're a team, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, yes, she couldn't say no. Sure as a dream, my baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, she didn't say no. Cock-a-doodle off my noodle, off the beam, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, she didn't say go. Knock me a daisy. That sure was a daisy. That one was hazy. But I'm happy that way.
Hi, diddle, diddle, march down the middle. And now we're a team, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, yes. She couldn't say no, she couldn't say no, no, no.
There was Bing Crosby with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. My Baby Said Yes. Our final newcomer this week ending July the 21st, 1945, from Frankie Carl and his orchestra. Frankie at the piano, of course. The vocal here from Paul Allen for Counting the Days.
Thank you. counting the days until tomorrow. Counting the nights till I'm with you. Slowly they hurry by, no need to worry. I tell my heart we're only a few lonely nights apart. Counting the stars, I hear you whisper, darling, count on my love to see you through. Blue are the skies above, sweet are my thoughts of love. It's just a matter of time till I'm counting the days with you.
Counting the Days, with Frankie Carl and his orchestra, Paul Allen, the vocal. Now we move on 10 years to the week ending July the 23rd, 1955. Our first newcomer 60 years ago this week from Les Paul and Mary Ford with Hummingbird.
Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummingbird should be your name.
Too restless, too settled, too wild, too tame.
Restless, too wild, too tame.
Too restless, too settled, too wild, too tame. Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name. Hummingbird, hummingbird winging along. No tender young blossom can hold you for long.
Blossom can hold you for long.
No tender young blossom can hold you for long. Hummingbird, hummingbird, winging along. You'd hug me and kiss me like others I've known. You'd promise to love me and call me your own. And then all my dreams would be shattered apart by the hum. Hum of your hummingbird heart. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine. If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine.
No, it would not make you mine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum. Hum of your hummingbird heart. By the hum, hum of your hummingbird.
Les Paul and Mary Ford, Hummingbird. New this week ending July the 23rd, 1955, when Julius La Rosa sang about tomorrow. Here's Domani.
Maybe you'll fall in love with me, domani. Maybe tomorrow night the sun will shine. I'll change my name from Johnny to Giovanni. If you will say domani, you'll be mine. Come to me, signorina from Italy. Hear my plea, and I'll hire the hall. All your uncles and aunts and your ma and pa and your paisani. They all agree that we should wed domani. And aunts and your ma and pa and your paisani. They all agree that we should wed domani.
Domani from Julius La Rosa. Let's check the chart toppers here this week ending July the 23rd, 1955. Number one on the top 30 here, Bill Haley and his Comets Rock Around the Clock. On the album side of things, Doris Day ousted Jackie Gleason with his album Lonesome Echo, and she did it with her album of songs from her current picture, Love Me or Leave Me, wherein she portrays Ruth Etting in that biopic. Here's Doris now having a hit single with one of the songs from Love Me or Leave Me called I'll Never Stop Loving You.
I'll never stop loving you, whatever else I may do, my love for you will live till time itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will beat the way it does each time we meet. The night doesn't question the stars that appear in the sky. So why should I question the stars that appear in my eyes? Of this I'm more than just sure, my love will last and endure. I'll never, no, I'll never course, I'm more than just sure. My love will last and endure. I'll never, no, I'll never stop loving.
Doris Day, I'll Never Stop Loving You, from Love Me or Leave Me. Our final newcomer, this week ending July the 23rd, 1955, brings us Bill Haley and his Comets. And while they were on top of the chart, they were having a newcomer. Of course, Rock Around the Clock was a reissue of the 1954 hit, but brought zooming to the top of the charts thanks to the movie Blackboard Jungle in 1955. Well, we'll rock with Bill and his new rocker 60 years ago this week, Razzle Dazzle.
On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set.
Now ready.
Ready. Go.
Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. If it's all night long.
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
Everyone can do.
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
It's the hipster's dance.
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
And the square cats too.
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
Won't you take a chance?
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
This is all you do.
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
You just pick your baby. Don't you leave that spot. Then you dance like crazy. Give it all you've got. That's the razzle dazzle. If you're ready or not. On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set.
Now ready.
Ready. Go.
Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. If it's all night long. You're not square. That's the razzle dazzle. When it's everywhere. On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set.
Now ready.
Ready. Go.
Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. If it's all night long.
Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle.
Bill Haley and his Comets, Razzle Dazzle, bringing us to that magical halfway point on our trip down memory lane for this streaming Friday afternoon on mpbn.net. That's where we are as we stream live for you on a Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, as we used to do on MPBN Radio. And, of course, you've got a new program right here every Friday at 2. If you can't wait, you have to wait till then. And after that point, you can download it at will. I think it's right there to stream all week until the next week's becomes live on that streaming service. And otherwise, if you want to download it any time you want, you can go right there on that page. of Down Memory Lane at mpbn.net, you'll find what are called pages. And you can flip those pages and get all those different dates that they have stored for you. So if you're looking for birthdays and anniversaries, it's kind of convenient. You might be able to find the week you want by filing through those pages and clicking and downloading and playing it off. Happy birthday. No, whatever. Okay, we're done with that for this week as we now go and check out some of the history being made 50 years ago this week. And we'll do it by checking the front page of the Bangor Daily News for Thursday, the 15th of July, 1965. From Pasadena, California, Mariner 4 made its long-awaited flight past Mars Wednesday night, and scientists said 4 hours later apparently made at least some pictures. Doubt developed within minutes after the spacecraft's camera began operating that its systems were performing properly. Its signals told conflicting stories. But Dr. William Pickering, director of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, told a late evening news conference, "I have no reason to believe that Mariner 4 did not record pictures during its historic flight past Mars earlier today." The tiny spacecraft was programmed to take and relay later to Earth up to 21 pictures that could show whether the mystery planet harbors life, answering a question that has intrigued man for ages. Well, we can see from hindsight that those pictures didn't answer that question. Also, Thursday, the 15th of July, 1965, this report from Washington: the prospect of an expanded draft and reserve call-up sharpened critically Wednesday, with Secretary of Defense Robert S. McNamara warning of untapped communist strength in Vietnam. It was learned that the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps have submitted, for planning purposes, tentative estimates for reserve and National Guard call-ups totaling more than 200,000 men. Whether a decision will be made to answer this call, fewer or more, will depend on developments. Answering a barrage of questions at a packed news conference preceding his departure Wednesday night, with diplomat Henry Cabot Lodge and General Earl Wheeler, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for an assessment of the Vietnam War, McNamara put it this way: "What decisions will be based upon review, I can't say." And finally, this note from Waterville: Maine Democrats chose Portland as their 1966 convention site. As the state committee met here Wednesday night, the committee recommended May 14th as the preferred date, but left to the discretion of Peter Kairos of Portland, state chairman, the choice of another Saturday if necessary. Those stories from the front page of the Bangor Daily News, Thursday, the 15th of July, 1965. Now we go to the newcomers to Billboard's Hot 100, this week ending July the 17th, 1965, and highest-ranking newcomer belonged to the Righteous Brothers, and they were reviving a song we've heard a few times already this spring from the song's first appearance in popularity in the spring of 1955, as it was the theme to the current picture, Unchained. Yes, you've got it. The Righteous Brothers were their version of Unchained Melody.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. All you still more.
speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely riverside, wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Those Righteous Brothers with that Wall of Sound production in the background. Unchained Melody. Well, looky here. On his 24th appearance on the Hot 100, James Brown finally made the top 10. And it was 50 years ago this week he got a number 8 eventually for Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. Brown reviewing that catalog of dances that you could do back then. And of course, that was part one of Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. Off to Motown now, 50 years ago this week, with a new one from The Miracles, The Tracks of My Tears. Miracles and the Tracks of My Tears. Here's another Detroit group, not as long successful as the Miracles, were the Spinners, who had occasional hits during the 1960s and really struck it big in the 70s with quite a long list of goodies for Atlantic Records. But back here, the Spinners had already been on the Hot 100 a couple of times in 1961, and here they touch base with Motown and had a hit for them 50 years ago this week called I'll Always Love You.
Has opened my eyes for me. Darling, you're going.
the Spinners. 50 years ago this week, I'll Always Love You. Here's a girl group from Baltimore, having the first of two appearances on the Hot 100. New this week, ending July the 17th, 1965, for the Royalettes, we had It's Gonna Take a Miracle.
Was too blind to see you letting me go. Now that you've set me free, it's gonna take a miracle.
Let's. It's gonna take a miracle. We've got another It's Gonna Be song. You'll get it when I announce it. Okay. We have another act here that only had two appearances on the Hot 100. From the Royalettes to Glenn Yarborough. He'd been the lead singer of the Limelighters back in the early 60s, and he had two solo appearances on the Hot 100, and this is the second of them, and he did it with this brill-building composition from Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil called It's Gonna Be Fine.
Troubles, 'cause these ain't easy times. Seems this whole world's gone crazy, but there ain't no need to cry. It's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fine.
going to be fine, according to Glenn McGarborough. Let's check the chart toppers. The week ending July the 17th, 1965. Unchanged from the week before, number one on the Hot 100, I Can't Get No Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones. And Beatles 6 was the best-selling LP, now that we got rid of Goldfinger. Crinkled my paper here. Okay, Glenn Yarbrough. From him on to a guy who'd been recording since 1944, first appeared with the Buddy Johnson Orchestra, and this is his first Hot 100 appearance. Arthur Prysock, and he had his first hit for Old Town Records 50 years ago this week. It's Too Late, Baby.
It's too late. I've found somebody new. It's a funny thing, baby. She does everything just like you. So dry your weeping eyes. Ain't no need to cry. 'Cause it's too late, baby. Too late. It's too late. You hurt me to no end. The way I loved you, baby, was a shame and a doggone sin. I can't let this get me down, 'cause chances roll around. Yes, it's too late, baby, too late. When you had me, you just couldn't see the light. All we did was fuss and fight. Well, I tried and I tried. Hope you'd see you're wrong someday. You found somebody new and went on your merry way. Yes, it's too late. Don't come knocking at my door. Yes, it's too late, baby. Things ain't what they were before. So just before you go, one thing you should know, that it's too late, baby, too late. When you had me, you just couldn't see the light. All we did was fuss and fight. Well, I tried and I tried. Hoped you'd see you're wrong someday. You found somebody new and went on your merry way. Yes, it's too late. Don't come knocking at my door. It's too late, baby. Things ain't what they were before. But just before you go, there's one thing you should know. It's too late, baby, too late.
Arthur Prysock with It's Too Late, Baby. Here's a one-shot as we head for Memphis. This group only appeared once on the Hot 100 with that Memphis sound going for them. The Astors with Candy.
Gee whiz,
somehow sort of reminds me of the Grand Canyon. We're not saying too much. But anyway, hello, goodbye to the Astors 50 years ago this week with Candy. Now, Ray Charles, he was great at reviving old country and western hits. In this instance, Ted Daffin's I'm a Fool to Care 50 years ago this week. Charles, and I'm a Fool to Care, and you this week ending July the 17th, 1965. We're heading back to Memphis for the competition to Stax Records, who brought us those Astors a few minutes ago. The competition in the form of Willie Mitchell, who eventually became president of the label High Records. And with his instrumental group, Willie Mitchell was having his third appearance on the Hot 100 50 years ago this week with a song called Buster Brown. Buster Brown from Willie Mitchell. Next, we hear from Chad and Jeremy, and they were having success here with a Lennon and McCartney composition that had already been a hit for Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas the year before. But here in 65, we're alive with Chad and Jeremy from A Window.
Late yesterday night, I saw a light shine from a window, and as I looked again, your face came into sight. I couldn't walk on until you'd gone from your window. I had to make you mine. I knew you were the one. Oh, I would be glad just to have a love like that. Oh, I would be true, and I'd spend my life with you. So meet me tonight, just where the light shines from a window. And as I take your hand, say that you'll be mine tonight. To have a love like that. Oh, I would be true, and I'd spend my life with you. So meet me tonight, just where the light shines from a window. And as I take your hand, say that you'll be mine tonight.
From A Window with Chad and Jeremy. And now we come right down to the bottom, almost. But the last one we'll hear from this week ending July the 17th, 1965. A number 98 for this effort. And Chet Atkins appeared with his axe for the final time on the Hot 100. With his version of the song that was introduced by Boots Randolph back in 1963 to great effect. Yeah, Boots Randolph's Yakety Sax became Chet Atkins' Yakety Axe.
Thank you.
Chet Atkins. Yakety axe. All right, that puts the wraps on 1965 for this week as we head for some of the news from 40 years ago this week. As told us on the front page of the Vanguard Daily News, Tuesday the 15th of July, 1975. From Cape Canaveral, Apollo and Soyuz, built and manned by nations separated by ideology and distance, launched their adventure into détente and cooperation Tuesday as they head for the first international rendezvous in space. "We are ready to fly," said Valery Kubasov, one of the Soviet cosmonauts, and so were their American counterparts, Thomas Stafford, Vance Brand, and Donald Slayton. The spacecraft on two continents were nearing readiness on precise time schedule set for them. "The team is ready to go. Everything is go," said Chester Lee, director of the American side of the U.S.-Soviet mission. "For Americans, there will not be another go for a manned space mission until the end of the decade." And from Washington, President Ford announced plans Monday to phase out price controls on domestic oil production over the next 2.5 years. The White House predicted the move would push gasoline prices up another 7 cents a gallon by the end of 1977. Ford called the proposal Compromise Oil Decontrol Plan and said he would submit it to Congress later in the week. The proposal will go into effect 5 days after it is formally submitted to Congress unless either the House or Senate votes to reject it. Without an extension, Jackson told his colleagues that the price of two-thirds of domestic crude oil production now under controls will jump abruptly from $5.25 to over $13 a barrel, meaning at least a 15-cent increase in the retail price of gasoline. Those stories from the front page of the Bangor Daily News, Tuesday the 15th of July, 1975. Newcomers to Billboard's Hot 100 this week ending July the 19th, 1975, the third and final appearance of Austin Roberts on the Hot 100, and this was his greatest effort. He got a number 9 here for this tragedy, which we'll hear now, called Rocky.
Alone until my 18th year, we met 4 springs ago. She was shy and had a fear of things she did not know. But we got it all together in such a super way. We held each other close at night and traded dreams each day. And she said, "Rocky, I've never been in love before. Don't know if I can do it. In the day, painting walls and sipping wine, sleeping on the floor. With so much love for just two, soon we found there'd be one more. And she said, "Rocky, I've never had a baby before. Don't know if I can do it. But if you let me lean on you, take my hand, I might get through it. Baby, oh sweet baby, it's love that sets us free. And God knows if the world should end, your love will save me. We had lots of problems then, but we had lots of fun. Like the crazy party when our baby girl turned 1. I was proud and satisfied. Life had so much to give. Till the day they told me
sometimes it makes me cry. I sleep alone at nights again. I walk alone each day. And sometimes when I'm about to give in, I hear her sweet voice say to me, Rocky, you know you've been alone before. You know that you can do it. But if you'd like to lean on me, take my hand. It's love that sets us free. And I told you when the world would end, your love was safe with me. She said, Rocky, you know you've been alone before. You know that you can do it.
Okay, Rocky. Goodbye, Austin Roberts, but success for Austin this week ending July the 19th, 1975. Well, Johnny Rivers was always having success with older songs, and he would revive them, like his first hits in 64, were songs that were 10 years old, like Maybelline and other Chuck Berry goodies. And now, in 1975, he was having a revival of the Beach Boys. We had this back in April, as it was a Beach Boys hit in April of 65, and now in July of 75, Johnny Rivers is having a hit with Help Me, Rhonda.
Said she put me down.
Johnny Rivers' treatment, Help Me, Rhonda, 10 years later. Checking these chart toppers, week ending July 19, 1975. Wings ousted The Captain and Tennille from the top spot in the Hot 100. Out went Love Will Keep Us Together, and in came Listen to What the Man Said. Number one on the Hot 100, 40 years ago this week. Wings also ousting Elton John from the top spot on the LP charts. Out went Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, and in came Venus and Mars from Wings, best-selling LP, 40 years ago this week. And we'll disco on out of here again this week, this time with The Temptations, 40 years ago, new with Glass House. Oh. House there with The Temptations. And that puts the wraps on our get-together for this week. Of course, we'll start in again and have a nice long trip musically for you again next Friday afternoon. First, our thanks today to Howie Davison and Tom Dill for some of the music we brought you. And, of course, The Trip will take you once again from 1915 to 1975 as we listen to the newcomers for the next weeks in history. Bet you can't wait. Well, until next Friday, this is Toby LaBoudelier wishing you a very pleasant week.
Okay.